Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we are almost halfway through November, and it seems that this year has totally flown by. I remember when I first graduated college, talking with some of my older patients when I was working in a doctor's office, and I remember them saying that as you get older, time seems to go by faster and faster, and how true that statement seems. Anyway, today we are going to read the story titled How Thanksgiving Came from the book Really So Stories, written by Elizabeth Gordon. As we draw nearer to Thanksgiving, here in the United States, I hope that you have some grand Thanksgiving Day plans planned with family and or friends. As I wrap up this introduction, be sure to check out the file on the webpage in regards to donations for a food pantry. I know that the food pantry that we run at our church, it is starting to run low because it seems that more and more people are in need. But if you are able, find a local food pantry and donate some time, some food, or some money. Let's help our neighbors during this holiday season. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
How Thanksgiving Came. Gobble, 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 said Mr. Turkey Cock, proudly spreading his wonderful turkey tail fan and looking as pompous as no one but he can look. Oh, you funny, conceited bird, said the boy named Billy. You won't be so noisy next Thursday when we have you for Thanksgiving dinner. But that reminds me, won't somebody please tell me why the turkey is called our national bird? I thought it was the eagle, and why do we always have Thanksgiving Day on Thursday? Well, you see, son, said somebody, it started this way. As you, of course, know, our pilgrim fathers and mothers came over in the Mayflower and landed on Plymouth Rock on November 21st, 1620. Just 102 brave souls in a strange land, full of strange people who might well resent their being there. Although it was late in the year and cold weather, they managed to build themselves houses of a sort, but with the best that they could do, more than half of them perished that first terrible winter. When spring came, those who were left, with the help of the Indians, bravely planted the crops and started to make a home in the wilderness. The Indians gave them corn for seed and taught them how to plow the land and fertilize it, and with the seed that they had brought with them, they managed so well that when harvest time came, they had a bountiful yield. To express their gratitude to God, who had so marvelously prospered them, as well as to show their friendliness to the Indians, Governor Bradford issued a proclamation to the effect that they would have a Thanksgiving feast to which Chief Massasoit and his braves were to be invited, which should last from Thursday morning until Saturday night. That was in October 1621. But the Pilgrim mothers, remembering the harvest festivals of England, with the barbecued sheep and oxen, which they used to have, said, "How can we make a feast? We have no meat." "Meat," said Governor Bradford, "why, the woods are full of it." So he sent four of his very best riflemen out into the forest for wild turkeys, and they brought back so many that there was enough meat for the 3 days' feasting for the colonists and their guests, the Indians. And ever since then, no Thanksgiving feast could be really right without a nice plump turkey. Did the Indians like the feast? Asked the boy named Billy. Indeed they did, said somebody. They liked it so well that Chief Massasoit sent his young men back with a gift of nice fat deer, which they had shot especially for the colonists. Chief Massasoit wanted to show Governor Bradford that the Indians knew how to play fairly. So that's how Thanksgiving became, said the boy named Billy. Yes, answered somebody, but it was a long time after that before it became the good old holiday that we know now. In the first year of his office, President George Washington issued a proclamation recommending that November 26, 1789, be kept as a day of national thanksgiving for the establishment of a form of government that made for safety and happiness. After that, it was only held at odd times, but in 1863, it became a national holiday, and the last Thursday in November is always proclaimed by the president as a day of prayer and thanksgiving. We're going to have the whole family here for dinner this year, said the boy named Billy, and we're going to have turkey and cranberry jelly and pumpkin pie and everything. Gobble, 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 remarked Mr. Turkey Cock. We shall, remarked the boy named Billy, laughing.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle found its place in history.